Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. That's AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off here on Richmond's home for VCU basketball, 910 The Fan. And it was so, so great to be back at the Stew last night. An unbelievable game, a big win, 103 points scored by the Rams. And I love when members of the AWOD Army come up to me at the game and tell me they listen to the show. It means a lot, you know, Stub, because sometimes it feels like it's a one-man army. Then basketball season comes around, and everyone loves us here on 910. But you know how we like to start the show? By catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K, this one.
The sports app.
Game started off as a high-paced, back-and-forth, up-tempo battle. Michael Bell came in, made his impact felt on the defensive end, and in transition, Michael Bell gets the dunk. Robbie Robinson with the call.
Off-balance jump shot is no good. Rebounded by Brandon Jennings, and VCU heads back the other way. Long pass up to Bell. He got in front of everybody and slams home a two-handed dunk.
The Rams would extend their lead as they just kept pushing it in transition. Here is Barry Evans and, once again, Robbie Robinson on the call.
Back the other way, Michael Cooper gets in space, drives with a Eurostep. His shot rejected by Djokovic, who says no, sir. The other way, Tracy, a lob. Caught by Evans, and he drives it home with an alley-oop. Oh, my!
That was absolutely the highlight of the game. The crowd went nuts after that block, steal, and alley-oop to Barry Evans. And the Rams would continue to pour it home from three-point range. Here is talented freshman Nick Lewis from deep.
Michael Bell, he wants to drive inside. Stymied there. Brandon's got it right side. The sophomore passes off to Lewis. He hoists a three-pointer. Bullseye! Nick Lewis hits the three, and the Rams up 62-45, a 17-point lead.
Rams starting nearly shot 50% in the second half from deep, 47%, 8 of 17. Lazar Djokovic was 2 of 3, and he led the Rams with 21 points. Here's Lazar from three-point range.
To dribble to Hill. He launches a three-pointer. That's in and out, no good. Rebound in the hands of Nick Lewis. Lewis on the far side. Drives and dishes to Djokovic. Inside Bell. He's got position. Double team. Fires it back out to Djokovic. A three-pointer right side by Lazar is good. Working the ball around like we saw last year.
Let's continue here with our college basketball coverage from yesterday's season openers around the country. At Virginia Tech, it's a familiar face. Toby LaWall. LaWow! Skying for a big jam. Here's the call.
Won't drop front iron.
Hokies in transition. LaWall climbs the ladder.
Toby LaWall has 20 points. Amani Hansberry with 19. Virginia Tech powers past Charleston Southern 98 to 67. Good win for Virginia to start their season at home against Ryder. It was Dallin Hall pulling up for three. Here's the call.
By Grunlo. Hall transition. Trey.
Tester Ritter was the lead scorer for UVA. This talented 22-year-old from Belgium came in and had a double-double in his first college basketball game. 21 points, 10 rebounds, also two assists in the 87-53 win for the Cavs. Over to the NFL on the Sports app. So, Stubb, last night at the VCU game, I had three different people come up to me and say, "I'm sorry for your loss." They were talking about Jaden Daniels getting injured. Well, I tweeted, "I would love for the football gods to give me a Dallas Cowboys big fat loss." And they came through. Marvin Harrison Jr. open in the end zone. Here's the call on Monday Night Football.
The extra offensive lineman back in there. Jumbo formation, and there he is. Harrison. What a start to this night.
The Cardinals would just continue to power on and put points on the board against a Dallas defense that has struggled all season long. It was the tight end Trey McBride from a former Commander Jacoby Brissett into the end zone for seven more.
First and goal from the 12. Brissett lets it fly. End zone, McBride, touchdown.
Cardinals 27, Cowboys 17, Dallas now 3-5-1. On the season, here's Get Up ESPN discussing the Dallas Cowboys.
And I'll just take you inside of it. We tried to figure out how many different ways can we say the Cowboys just aren't any good, and if they were wearing any other uniform, we have to be honest about it.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about the Cowboys because when we do, our ratings go up. The reality is the Cowboys are a bad football team, and this morning there's only so many different ways to say that.
Yeah, look, I mean, they're going to score 17 points. They're not going to win with that defense. And seven of those points came on a punt block.
Right.
So it was a bad night for the offense, which the Cowboys cannot afford to have. They're working on the defense. They made a trade already today. They're planning to acquire Logan Wilson, the linebacker from the Bengals,
right,
in exchange for a seventh-round pick. That should help, but I do think they need more help on the defensive side of the ball. If they run into a game like they did last night, when Arizona was able to shut them down, with the defenses getting healthy, then they're in trouble. The offense is going to have to score 30-plus points.
See, I think it's funny that they're blaming the offense there when this was not Kyler Murray, this was not Tom Brady, this was Jacoby Brissett, who came in and torched them. 21 of 31, 261 yards, two touchdowns. They also ran the ball successfully all night long, 4 yards per carry, 119 yards for the entire team for the Cardinals. Let's move over to the NBA on the Sports app. Every day on the Sports app, we're tracking the young Washington Wizards, and I'm going to say once again, this was a masterclass in tanking. The 2025-2026 Washington Wizards are not trying to win games. They're trying to develop their young studs. And they are developing Alex Sarr. That's why it's worth watching Wizards basketball. 19 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. Keyshawn George, who's been really good to start this season, basically averaging 20 points per game. He had 15, 5, and 3 steals in the game. And then you look out off the bench, and Trey Johnson once again in double figures. He's averaged 12 points in his young NBA career. He's a rookie out of Texas, and he is really shooting the ball well from the outside. And of course, after all of that good, they still lose the game to the New York Knicks. Karl Anthony Towns with a poster dunk on Alex Sarr. He scores 33, grabs 13 boards. The Knicks win 119-102. So that was the big story of the game in my mind. Let's get to the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo in their game. Now, they will play again tonight, all right? I would put money on the opposition because this one went the distance. Here is Giannis with the game on the line.
Screen comes, and then Antetokounmpo 4, 3, 2, 1, fades, shoots, and hits at the
bucket. You got to be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me!
Call on the Pacers Network. Bucks win 117-115. How about the Utah Jazz last night against the Boston Celtics. So Jazz have a actually really young and talented roster that is exciting for their future. It was at the buzzer, a miss, but Jusuf Nurkić, last second putback, lifts the Jazz. Here's the call.
They're going to go for the win here. George over Pritchard, missed the shot. Nurkić, the offensive rebound. And the putback is there with 0.6 to play.
21-year-old Keontae George led the Utah Jazz in that one with 31 points. Lauri Markkanen, man, has he been special this season. He's averaging 31 points per game, fourth in the league. He had nearly a double-double with 20-9. For the Celtics, they were led by their lone superstar, Jaylen Brown, and his 36 points. Just going to be tough for the Celtics this year without Tatum. They are now 3-5. Let's move over to the NHL on the Sports app. Washington Capitals. They will play again tomorrow against the Blues, against the St. Louis Blues. As the Caps are now 6-5-1 on the season. They started November with a loss in a shootout to the Sabres 4-3. And, you know, we're tracking the Capitals all season long here. As I just want them to give us a playoff sweat. I think that's the big thing for me. Can they give us a playoff sweat? Alex Ovechkin still sitting at career goal number 899. College football to close out the sports app here on The Fan. A look at some of the big matchups this weekend. And, of course, you have to start locally with UVA. And Chandler Morris has them at now at number 12 in the country. 8-1 and undefeated in ACC play. Scott Stadium better be sold out and rocking because they've got a nationally televised game. 7 o'clock ESPN Saturday night taking on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. 3:30 Oregon, Iowa. To me, that feels like an elimination game. Same thing for Missouri. If they lose, they're done against Texas A&M. And then I also think there can only be one in the Big 12. Is it going to be BYU or Texas Tech? That will be 12 noon on ABC. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Here on a Tuesday, November 4th, we'll bring you the highlights of the best scoring plays from the weekend on a Touchdown Tuesday. Nick Ashew will join us to go around the NFL, and we'll run around local sports in Richmond, Virginia with Lane Casadante at 1:30. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local, here on a Tuesday, November 4th. We'll bring you the best score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bring plays from the weekend that was college and the NFL on a Touchdown Tuesday. Robbie Robinson will join us next, as it was great to be back at the Stew. Sold out crowd as the Rams scored 103 and defeated Wagner to start the season 1-0. We bring on Michael Phillips right now for a segment we call Crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, it has been an awful Commanders season.
Yes.
And yet, it's not even close to as bad as it has been in the past. And that's because we still have Jaden Daniels. And I have been seeing people on social media talking about how bad this season is, the worst season that they have ever seen. Welcome to this fan base.
Yeah.
Right? I think what needs to be said is, last year, a lot of people became new Commanders fans.
Welcome to the bandwagon.
Right. We welcome you. But get used to this.
This is what it's like.
This team has not had back-to-back successful seasons in basically 30 years.
If we're talking about your lifetime, I'm not sure it's a top five worst Commander season
right.
of your lifetime.
Right.
Yeah, it's not anywhere in the ballpark. Now, a lot of that is that you still have Jaden. You still have that hope. And it was a non-throwing arm, right? So theoretically, this isn't going to mess with his mechanics, his release, anything like that moving forward. Whereas the RG3 injury, of course, took away his speed, which took away so much of his game. They're also, people forget how bad off the field those seasons were, right? This is bad on the field. I'm not gonna pretend that wasn't bad or unacceptable. They got booed at halftime. They deserved to get booed at halftime. They played terribly. And also, they weren't on ESPN NFL Countdown last night, bickering in the front office with a drunk general manager, with a coach who's trying to plant seeds of his next job, with a blame game being played,
We had teammates punch each other in the face during a game.
We had teammates punch each other in the face during a game. Very well put, Adam. This has been worse. This has been way worse off the field. You can argue that's as bad as it gets on the field, just a full working by the Seattle Seahawks. The rest of the week, the other 6 days of the week, are not worse.
Yeah, and Dan Quinn made a mistake. We talked about it at length. There's no reason
he owned it
for Jaden Daniels to have been in that game. Now, I will say this. Selfishly, watching the game when Jaden came back in, 38-7, I was excited. Why? Because he's the only reason I was staying up to watch. But we knew he shouldn't have been in. And I love the accountability by Dan Quinn after it felt like everybody that's a fan of this team, that's a Fairweather fan, was calling for his job. He admitted he missed it. I love the honesty.
Yeah.
I love the transparency. Ron Rivera could not do that.
Good press conference. Most NFL coaches couldn't do that. They're too egotistical. They're too in their own head. Great press conference yesterday. Absolutely. And I agree with you. Now, I thought you need to get him out of here, but I wasn't like, you remember RG3. We were yelling at our television. You were there, right? I was watching on TV.
Yep.
We were yelling at our television. His leg is dangling. Take him out of the football game.
He's hopping into the end zone against the Cowboys. Yeah. Remember that? He hopped to the corner.
Yes. Yes. This wasn't that.
No.
Jaden wasn't showing obvious signs of fatigue. And you want to get some positive momentum going. He wanted to get some positive momentum going. And also, That play was apparently supposed to be a handoff to Chris Rodriguez, and Jaden freelanced, and part of this long-term discussion, take out DQ for a second, part of this long-term discussion, Adam, can the kid learn to protect himself? Can he learn he is the most valuable part of this organization and protect himself accordingly?
Yeah, because he has to, because availability for your quarterback is the most important thing. Now, another change from the press conference. Joe Witt Jr. will go from the booth to the sidelines.
Had anybody asked for that? I hadn't heard anybody yeah. asking for that.
Thank goodness. I mean, I wonder how many points they would have allowed if he was on the sideline 3 weeks ago.
The last three have all been terrible. Yeah, we're on a three-week losing streak.
What difference could you expect here from Joe Witt Jr. moving to the sidelines?
I mean, one, doing anything helps, right? bringing any amount of juice is helpful because there's no juice right now. Zero juice. Him on the side, and he's a fiery dude. We've enjoyed his press conferences. Him on the sideline, hyping guys up, I think will help, especially the young guys.
I think it's more tearing guys down.
Well, like that's part of coaching.
If that's the thing, is that we're making the same mistake over and over again.
Yeah.
And if Quan Martin misses a tackle, this is the game that Joe Witt Jr. gets into his face and benches him. You have to. If Zach Ertz gets a false start, it's a different coordinator, you have to bench him for a play.
And they don't have any players left. We can get into Luva if you want. I think we all agree it was that's not as bogus. But
yeah,
they don't have guys left. And that's a real thing. Like I'm excited to see the young guys. I will build hope for the future. I will ride with their good plays. And also, like, this is a team that just doesn't have enough dudes to play a deep defense right now, and that's the reality of the situation. So I am optimistic. Joe Witt comes down to the sidelines. Young guys will get their talking to, get their earful, get that immediate accountability. And also, it's really hard slash impossible for me to predict a win against the Detroit Lions on Sunday.
Yeah, even though they didn't look great against the Minnesota Vikings, but this is such a week-to-week league, you never know. I just think Dan Quinn said it. What is Joe Witt Jr. moving to the sidelines going to help most? He's going to give him the ability to coach more, right? To coach the players up. And Dan Quinn needs to. I think that's Dan Quinn's special sauce, is that he can identify something that goes wrong and coach it up so that it hopefully doesn't happen again. But this is the next step here is Joe Witt Jr. being fired. The writing is on the wall. If him moving to the sideline does not make a change, he gets fired. Dan Quinn takes over play calling duties defensively, and now it's on him to make sure the defense improves.
Yeah, when we're talking firings, you're always asking the question, when's the bye week? Well, the bye week is 2 weeks away, Adam. You got this one against the Lions, and you've got a winnable game in Madrid against the Dolphins, who have also been bad this year. If you lose that game to the Dolphins in Madrid, the sky's going to fall. Everybody's going to be unhappy about it, and you're going to have the two-week gap there before the next game, right? You're always, when can you make a move so it's least disruptive? Nobody ever gets fired after a Monday night game because you're on the quick week. You got to play Sunday. Like after that Chiefs game, no matter how bad that went, nobody was getting fired. Coming out of that Madrid game, you got 2 weeks to structure, restructure, replan. That's what you got circled. I think you're correct. I think he's got 2 weeks. I don't think you're going to make a change going into Madrid, but he's got 2 weeks to right the ship.
Yeah, and what's frustrating is right now it feels like we're seeing the defensive-minded coaches in the NFL have success. Jonathan Gannon just got a big win on Monday Night Football.
Seattle?
I don't believe in him. Seattle as well. I mean,
that's a guy who's a finalist here.
Yeah,
Mike right. McDonald. That was a guy who they really liked. And it is Mike Tomlin having success in Pittsburgh. Now, all of those examples that we just gave have had good quarterback play. And look, Kyler Murray is clearly the problem and not the solution there in Arizona. But all of those teams also have strong offenses. So you're always going to be living a year-to-year existence with a defensive coach. But right now, no matter how good this offense would be, it wouldn't matter because of how bad the defense is.
Right, but it's just like it's like a sandwich that doesn't go together.
Yeah.
Like, when you have a defensive-minded coach and the defense is good, it's peanut butter and jelly. When your defense is bad and you have a defensive-minded coach, it's what the heck are you serving me? Get this away from me. Because that's the real reason there's Dan Quinn fired getting talked about, right? Because the defense is so bad. If the offense has struggled at all, which it has,
we'd be talking about Cliff getting fired.
We'd be talking about Cliff. But Dan is the face of the defense.
No disputing that here. And I think he owns this defense far more than Joe Witt does. I agree that Joe Witt is the guy you fire mid-season to shake things up to fire, but I don't think fundamentally we're watching something that DQ doesn't approve of. I think he's very much hands-on in the planning meetings. They're executing his vision for the defense. The Cliff discussion is a separate discussion, and it is an insane discussion because it is both, should he be the offensive coordinator for this team, and is he going to get a head coach job somewhere, which is just two weird things to say at the same time.
Yeah, I just think they need less mistakes, and to me that goes back to coaching. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what you guys were doing in training camp. I was there, and there were referees there. Why is Zach Ertz now jumping off sides false starts? Like, what?
You remember, third preseason game. When they broke after that third preseason game, they had, what, two on-field practices between there and day one? It was a three-week stretch. Almost every team now goes vanilla all through training camp, cut day, takes that 3 weeks, and that's the true training camp, and they build the team. And these guys took 3 weeks off. Now, they were banged up. I will give you they were banged up. But also, they took 3 weeks off.
Yeah, and then also, when I was there and they had the inter-squad scrimmage, the offense got their ass kicked.
Yes, they did.
And Terry McLaurin wasn't there, and that's when everybody started saying, well, maybe this team doesn't have enough weapons. Look where we're at right now. And the offense looks like it did in training camp, and the defense is a shell of itself.
It's an issue. It's an issue. It's been an issue. We were slow to read the room, but the room was trying to tell us this whole way, and we're seeing the payoff from that right now.
Yeah. Would you say that this roster is worse off than it was when Dan Quinn got here?
No, because he had nobody. He brought in the veterans. He brought in Armstrong. He brought in Luvu. He brought in Wagner. Now, you certainly make the statement, those guys are old. You know, Wagner needs to be phased out after this year. Ertz needs to be phased out after this year. But they're not in a worse place because he inherited nobody. And that's part of you. I am not ready to have an Adam Peters conversation yet. I am not ready to grade him. I am not ready to fault him. He had nobody here. The cupboard was so bare.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and that's why I think we need to play the Jordan McGees, the Ben Sennetts for the rest of this season.
Completely agree with you on
you
that.
You got to see what you got.
You've got to. And coach him up on the sideline.
Yeah.
Get him ready.
Yeah. That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. Can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm AWOD on The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I thought that was the highlight of the night. I mean, just a defensive stop leading to an alley-oop dunk. The crowd went wild. It was so great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We'll be back at the Stew last night for the start of the VCU men's basketball season. With us now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, the play-by-play voice of the Rams, Robbie Robinson. What's up, Robbie?
Adam, good to be on with you, man. Day after the first VCU game is always a good one, especially when you put 103 points on the board against your Division I opponent. So we're feeling pretty good here in Richmond at the Siegel Center at 1200 West Broad Street.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the thing that impressed me most was the 32 fast break points for VCU. And, you know, there was all this talk about the up-tempo and the points that they scored at Bryant, but seeing that, I mean, I turned to Zach Joachim at, like, the under 8-minute timeout in the first half, and I said, I'm out of breath. I mean, this game is exciting. It's so up and down.
Yeah, they want to run. When they force turnovers, they absolutely want to get out and run. This is not a walk it up and set up the half court. They want to keep teams on their heels, and that's something that VCU fans are used to, right? I mean, I think by and large, we saw it early on. I mean, even going back to Anthony Grant, 94 feet both ways. And then Shaka took it to another level with Havoc. And Will Wade kind of took it down a little bit. He was a little bit more half-court centric. And Coach Rhodes would always play to the ability of his team. And I think Odom was in the middle of there too. But I think Martelli has come on the scene. And judging from what we saw last night and what we were able to get from Wagner, we're going to be fast-paced. And I think this will be a team that scores a lot of points. And when they can play good defense, is going to be very difficult to keep up with.
Yeah, I mean, it just reminded me of like an AAU team that gives you nightmares because they can just score 200 points. And I mean, I was so obsessed with the play in which Wagner scores and then they inbound it to Terrence Hill, who passes it forward to Djokovic, and he slammed it. They two passes, yeah. A dunk, no dribbles. I mean, it just, man, is it impressive.
Yeah, I think last night they were able to really make happen what they've been working on in the gym. And I think there's a handful of reasons for that, Adam. I think first of all, is that they've been working at it. I mean, you perfect things, and that's what you wonder what you do for 20 hours in practice. Well, you do things like that. I think the second part of it, too, is they were able to get whatever they wanted from Wagner. I mean, Wagner's in a program in disarray. I mean, they're a hot mess. They lost their coach. They didn't post their roster until 2 weeks ago. I think they had 10 new guys. Most of those were Division III, Division II, or junior college guys. So I think they're definitely a work in progress. They're not going to be confused for a team that is going to be a defensive stalwart. And you saw that. So I think it was good for VCU to be able to play a team like that so they can see when it's really working, how well it can function, how well they can execute it. But I'd caution Ram fans, like, we have much tougher opponents coming that are not going to give us the easy defense that we saw at times last night from the Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, including game number two, it's a difficult schedule. I got to tell you, though, I was very pleased to see the three-point ball fall. 14 of 34, and much better in the second half, almost 50%, 8 of 17.
Yeah, and Adam, that's with Terrell Ward not being in the lineup because of an ankle, and he's arguably our best three-point shooter, at least our most dangerous. And if you've got the stat sheet in front of you, I don't have it in front of me, but we had, what, six guys hit threes last night, maybe seven? That's pretty good. When you can trot out there seven guys that are going to be somewhat dangerous, and if you're Utah State and you're watching the film, you've got to say, all right, whoa, we got to pay attention to this guy, and we got to pay, oh, Djokovic can shoot threes. When did we see that? And so it makes things more difficult to diagram against when you have multiple players that can be in there and hit three-pointers.
Yeah, seven different guys, including Terrence Hill, 4 for 8. I mean, I felt so good to see Terrence Hill get going.
He's such a good dude, too. Like, we get to know these guys. That's a great thing about returning players is all of a sudden you start to build rapport. And I've interviewed Terrence twice now on our podcast, our VCU Basketball Live podcast. We've interviewed him a couple times after games. We were able to did a cool NIL deal with him a couple weeks ago. So I've been able to interact with him. He's such a good dude. And to see him come out, and Rodney and I talked about this on the post-game show, there are multiple reasons why Terrence could have easily and justifiably transferred last year. He's from Portland, Oregon. Adam, you've got to fly over a lot of colleges and universities to get from Portland, Oregon to Richmond, Virginia. There's a lot of places that are a little bit closer for mom to come see you on a weekend than Richmond, Virginia. Number two, we lost a coach. That's just in itself is we've seen a reason for kids to bolt and either go and follow the coach or find another place to play. Or number three, he didn't get a ton of playing time last year. Now, he was buried behind a unbelievably talented group of guards, including the one that's still here now in Brandon Jennings. But when you look at Phil Russell and Joe Bamisil and Zeb Jackson and Max Shulga, I mean, he was pretty far on the depth chart, but he stayed here. And so to see him come out and put up a season high or career high 18 points and have that kind of success was just, it just made my heart happy, man. I was just super happy for him. And I think we're going to see more of that. I mean, he'll have games where he has those. I don't think that's going to be his career high by the end of the year. He is that good of a bucket maker.
Robbie Robinson with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You can hear Robbie and Rodney Ashby on the call for every VCU men's basketball game once again this season here on Richmond's home for the Rams, 910 The Fan. And I just want to take a moment to talk about how important the fan base is and those that come to the Siegel Center. It was rocking. It was announced as a sold-out crowd. And in the post-game press conference, it was Nick Lewis, it was Brandon Jennings, who experienced the crowd last year, and Lazar Djokovic. And the two new guys talked about how this experience was incredible for them. And then Coach Martelli talked about how he doesn't usually hear things, but he could hear how loud the VCU chants were from the crowd when they got going.
I imagine it was a pretty cool event for Coach Martelli. And we talked about this a little bit in the postgame show. To be there and to know that that is your crowd. Like, they've played in front of big crowds before at Bryant, and he was at Delaware and Niagara. They've been the road team. It's not like this is probably the biggest building they've ever played in, probably not even close. But to have that be your fan base, they're cheering for you, they want you to do well, I bet that was pretty neat for them. And I can't say enough about our fans, Adam. I mean, our fans are spectacular. And you know, for a Monday night game against an opponent that didn't even have a roster 2 weeks ago, I think they showed up, and I mean, they have a lot of pent-up cheering. That's the thing about our fans in the early season games. Like, they have to sit there and watch football for the better part of 8 weeks and see all these other colleges cheer on their teams and their alma maters and who they pull for. And so when it's time to put the ball in the air, our fan base is ready to roll, and we get going from jump. And I think, too, that we play a big part. The love that they show our players, whether it's Brandon Jennings or Terrence Hill or Michael Bell, I think that goes a long way in cementing these guys here. And you know, Christian Furman's going to graduate from VCU. He's going to play here all 4 years. That is very rare, especially when you have two coaching changes. Are you kidding me? But Christian did that and is going to do that. And I think a big part of that is because of the support system that is at VCU, and a lot of that's our fan base.
Robbie, what is the travel plan to head to Frisco, Texas for this neutral site matchup with Utah State?
Tomorrow's Wednesday. We leave Thursday at noon, and Frisco is right outside of Dallas, for those that don't know. It's the Texas Legends Classic. You're wondering, who are the Texas Legends? Is it Nolan Ryan and Tony Dorsett and Dirk Nowitzki, or even more, Mark McGuire? No, it is the G League team for, I guess, the Mavericks. They have an arena outside of Dallas in a suburb called Frisco. I have no idea how big the arena is. I think it's Comerica Arena. And so the Texas Legends don't have anything going on Friday night, and threw it out there to see if a couple teams wanted to come play and maybe get a broadcast on some unknown streaming service. And lo and behold, Adam, that is exactly what's happened. We're going to play on Friday night against Utah State. I have no idea how many people are going to be there. I don't know how they sell tickets to these things. I think VCU basketball is incredibly compelling, as is Utah State. But Lord knows, I can't imagine anybody in Frisco is super excited. Like, let's be honest, if UT Arlington and SMU were playing in Richmond on Friday night, I don't know how many people would go if they're playing each other. But we're going to go. And it's going to be on some network called the Urban Events Network, I think is what they call it, or the Urban Edge Network. Adam, I downloaded the app today just for our fans. I did it so you don't have to. I downloaded the app today. It looks very much like ESPN Plus. So I think if you download this free Urban Edge app, it looks like it's just going to be a matter of just clicking our game on Friday night. Of course, we want people to listen to Rodney and I. That's the better broadcast. That's the theater of the mind. And for those creative people out there that like to listen and know more, that's what we do. But you'll be able to watch, I think, on this Urban Edge deal.
Yeah, you just got to pause it and sync it up with the radio. So then it feels like you're doing the TV broadcast.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's not hard. You can do it. Smart people in your listening audience, they can do that. And then that's what we recommend them doing. So we leave on Thursday. We will get there. Trying to go to the Cosm Sports Bar. You know what that is? That's the thing, like the big dome, like you're in the game. I think they showed cutaways of it in L.A. during the World Series where it's like this enormous kind of IMAX-type screen, and they have a camera angle that is just dedicated, so you're truly like sitting there in the end zone or courtside. Try to do that Thursday night, and then we'll play Friday, and we'll come back Friday night.
Well, enjoy your trip, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Hey, Wad, always good being on with you, brother. Good to see you last night, and thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. That is Robbie Robinson, play-by-play voice of the Rams. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. I know it's college basketball season, but we still got the 804 broadcast game of the week on Friday nights. Friday Night Lights can be heard here on 910 The Fan. It will be Hokie Steve and Gary Criswell on the call. Saturdays are for the Hokies and the Hoos, and UVA's at home hosting Wake Forest, one of the biggest games of their season. And all things NFL all the time with the Westwood One primetime play-by-play and your home for the Washington Commanders. And it's time for the Commanders Corner. And this is about as doom and gloom as a Commander season has gone in, check's calendar, 2 years. 2 years. Like, I just want to take this segment to speak to the fans, but specifically the new fans. And I'll be honest with you, I am so happy that we have new fans. I'm so happy that there are people that are in their 20s or early 30s like myself that actually care about this team, because they haven't given you a reason to care for the last 27 years until last year. And with last year's success, everybody jumped on the bandwagon. And rightfully so. If you're within 100 miles, you want to root for the team that's winning, right? We all want to be part of a winning organization. A winning team. And last year they won. And they won into January, late January, and they made it to the conference championship game. But I'm speaking to the new fans for a second here. I'm sorry that you thought last year was the norm. This is the norm. This is it. This is what we're used to. Us Redskins fans, Deadskins fans, we're used to this. Because I'll tell you, I have never experienced back-to-back successful seasons. I have never experienced that. Should have seen this coming. I'm sorry you as a new Commanders fan feel blindsided, but this team has not made the playoffs in back-to-back years since 1992. This year was kind of doomed from the start, and it's just kind of eating me up seeing all these fair-weather fans already turning on the coaching staff. Like, Jeremy, tell me you've seen it online. How many people are like, Dan Quinn can't coach? Where were you last January when he went to Detroit and beat the Lions?
Right. It's not been great football here for my entire life. Yeah. Your entire life. Like, last year was special.
Last year was special, and you're a fair weather fan if you're turning on the coaching staff or the general manager, or there are even some people turning on ownership. Like, are you freaking kidding me? Have you ever heard of the name Daniel Snyder, the devil himself, and you're turning on Josh Harris already because of one bad season halfway through it? Like, this is bad, all right? Don't get me wrong, this is bad, but we've seen much worse. Jaden Daniels is still exciting, and he's better than anyone we've had in 30 years. Trust me. I've seen a lot worse. I even pulled up the worst seasons in Commanders history. Oh, yeah, you guys remember 2019? The end of Jay Gruden's era? 3-13. How about 2013? The end of Shanahan's era? 3-13. 3-13. Oh, what about 2023? The end of Ron Rivera? 4-13. I mean, get used to this. What about 2014? The year after they were transitioning from RG3 to Kirk, 4-12. Let me take you back to 2009, prior to Mike Shanahan, 4-12. Let me take you to 2011, 5-11. Let me take you back to 2006. They had actually made the playoffs the year before, 5-11. Let me take you back to 2003. I thought we were building something, 5-11. Like, you should be used to this. I'm sorry to all the new fans that feel blindsided by this and are acting like fair weather fans calling for the coach. No! No! Trust me, I've seen a lot worse. I've seen a lot worse. I'm not overreacting. Dan Quinn is still the guy for the job in my mind. And they will make a change. Dan Quinn said they're going to move Joe Witt Jr. to the sidelines. I've been asking for that for multiple weeks now. I think it will make a difference. I think you will have more accountability from the players because they're going to have to go speak with the defensive coordinator, not talk to him on the phone on the sidelines. I'm hoping that this is a change that will have the defense at least more organized and less broken plays and less miscommunications and miscues. The defense needs to get better. It's absolutely true. But I just wanted to take a segment to say I'm sorry to the new fans that thought that this team was going to be a Super Bowl contender. I thought that they were going to be a Super Bowl contender. Turns out, they're still building this roster up. And this season has been derailed by injuries. And it's just like looking back, we are going to talk about this season with an asterisk because of the injuries. And it started like week two. Like week two when we lost Austin Eckler for the season. I mean, this season started 21-6 and went over the Giants. We thought we were still world beaters. And the success has evaporated. But I don't think that you can just move on from a coach that gave us the best season we've had in 30 years or a general manager that's orchestrated the best season in 30 years. Now, I think Joe Witt Jr. is certainly on the hot seat because Dan Quinn's a defensive-minded coach, and if the defense continues to struggle, everybody will be pointing fingers at him. And right now, he's got a barrier between him and the hot seat, which is Joe Witt. But this defense will need to be bad the end of this year and next year for me to consider moving on from Dan Quinn. For me to consider moving on from Dan Quinn, they would need to finish this season as a bad defense and all of next season as a bad defense. He has earned the right to coach this team for 3 years, given the success that he had in year one. It's eating me up that we're losing by this much and our defense is this bad, but I think a lot of that is the roster is not talented enough. And this is an opportunity here in the final 7 weeks of the season or so to play Jordan McGee, to play Tyler Owens, to play some of your younger edge rushers, to play Trey Amos more because Marshon Lattimore is out, to put Mikey Sainristil back outside and see if you can get the production you got from him last season. I would consider swapping Quan Martin at times to give other guys an opportunity. I love what Jeremy Reeves is bringing. It feels like Jeremy Reeves is the only guy on this team that cares. The only guy on this team that wants to make stops on the defensive end. So Dan Quinn talked about the changes they're going to make here. Let's take a listen to Dan Quinn here at the podium. He is talking about the change that they will make at the defensive coordinator position, moving Joe Witt to the sidelines.
Hey, Dan, I know you said no changes coming on the defensive staff, but what about moving guys around, maybe bringing Joe Witt down to the field? Any of that under consideration?
Yeah, you might have some insider scoop going on there, JP. We are going to do that. And so Joe will move down from the press box onto the field this week. And we're going to dig in hard on changes we can make, you know, to make an impact and make a difference. And that's one that that we will do.
He's at least trying something. We've seen coaches here in the past that didn't want to try anything, right? They kept saying, no, we trust our guys. Or like Ron Rivera said, no, we're not going to blitz more because we have all these first-round picks on the defensive line. Like, I have to admit that I didn't think Dan Quinn would make this move here. I thought he would be too loyal to Joe Witt Jr. I have to admit, I love the honesty from Dan Quinn, who said he missed it. He missed it. In terms of taking Jaden Daniels out, because even though you called no quarterback run plays, he's going to scramble. He's going to try to make a play because that's just who he is. He's a gamer. He's a playmaker. And you can't fault him for that. He's trying to lead his team on an impressive comeback. But he should not have been in the game because that comeback was next to impossible. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.